This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. New information shows higher education across the country saw a drop in enrollment because of COVID-19. I talked about that and more with SIU President Dan Mahoney.
We did expect to see a decline, and that was talked about even, I think, back in the late spring. And it wasn't as significant nationwide as, some of the early reports was going to be down 20-25% nationally. Much more significant than it was. The thing that was most positive, I think, from our perspective was what we saw with the freshman numbers at Carbondale, where they went up 30-some percent, which was not the trend nationally anywhere that I can find. Certainly not. It was by far the highest increase in the state. And I didn't see anything, again, across the country that was like that. So that kind of bucked the trend. So while the overall enrollment was down, some of that was just part of that decline in past freshman numbers. And that kind of kept the overall enrollment numbers down. But this year, was a positive year. And I think the biggest thing is, can we continue that into next year? And if we were to kind of build on this year's success at the freshman level for a couple of years, we could get those numbers back up in a positive way, which again is going against those national trends.
There's this assumption that once the pandemic is behind us, the vaccine is widely available, that things will go back to normal, meaning the way it was before the pandemic. Given how much education had to be delivered online during this time, do you think it changes how higher education as a big group delivers what it does?
I think there'll be some changes, but what we've also seen is a strong desire to go back, like you said, largely to what we had done before. And so I always said the concept that we'll someday be entirely online because we can doesn't seem to really play into what students want. They do want more of the face-to-face, and we're trying to move to that. And hopefully by the fall of 21, if we see a lot of vaccinations, we'll get closer to a fall 21 that looks like fall 19 than fall 20. And that's certainly what we're hopeful of at this point. I do think we've learned a lot about the technology that's available. It's forced some of us, myself included, in my classes to use technology in a different way. And I think that will have probably a positive impact on us over the long term of just being more flexible in the things we can do. And so if I'm teaching a face-to-face class and have to switch to online because of weather or something else, feel much more comfortable doing that quickly and easily where I wouldn't have a year ago.
When you see a decline in enrollment, you start looking at financial numbers because the number of people enrolled in a class equals the number of dollars in an income account. On top of that, the state of Illinois is seeing a big hit when it comes to what COVID-19 has done to the budget. The governor came out recently and talked about a $700 million cut to this year's budget, the budget year that runs from July to June. Higher ed, as I understand it, was not included in that. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Are you concerned at all that there will be a rescission? And what types of rainy day funds do you have in place just in case?
Yeah, I'm always concerned. I tend to be conservative fiscally just by nature. And so we did put some contingency aside on each campus in case something did happen, whether it was a state reduction or simply more declines in enrollment due to the pandemic or more costs associated. There's lots of things we knew this year, even more than most years could happen. But I always think putting aside some contingency is always a good idea anyway. But this year we knew it was particularly volatile. And so we are prepared for some things, but hopefully we'll be able to use that contingency to deal with, again, more of the additional costs we have relative to the pandemic and not because of any state reduction.
When you first came onto campus and even before that, as you were working to prepare to be the new system president, there were a lot of big picture ideas that you had that you wanted to move forward as quickly as you could. COVID-19 had other ideas, and I'm sure some of those aren't moving as quickly as you'd hoped. But how do you think things have gone in this first 9 months or so? Have things changed in places that you wanted them to change or stayed the same where you wanted them to stay the same?
I'm also impatient by nature as well. And so I always want things to go faster than they do in higher ed. But I'm happy that we're continuing to make progress on a lot of different things. So on the diversity issues, we made a number of significant changes already and made progress on that. The strategic planning committee is moving forward and that will finish up in the spring, which again, pretty close to what I was hoping we would be able to do initially. We're also seeing a number of different places where we're finding opportunities to collaborate across the system in new ways, even as we're going through that strategic planning process and as we're dealing with the pandemic, but we're still moving forward on some of those other things as well. So in general, pretty happy with, I think, the amount that people have been able to do and willing to do, even though we've had the distractions that we've had over the last 10 months.
As we look ahead then to the spring semester, I know that the last Board of Trustees meeting saw the approval of some testing supplies for the Edwardsville campus and protocols. What is the plan for Carbondale, and are you comfortable with what's in place?
Yeah, very comfortable. So we've been working with SIH, and again, we've been able to work with them to get the testing that we've needed. We're going to focus particularly on testing the students in the residence halls when they come back and making sure they're all tested, and continue to offer the free testing opportunities for everybody. And as I've said several times, I've taken advantage of it, I think three times already. So it's a resource. If there's any concern, people feel like even the slightest reason why they should get tested, we have those free tested, that free testing available, and that's helped. So we've been able to, on both campuses, keep the numbers fairly low, both in terms of number of positive cases and percentage of positive cases.
Dan Mahoney is president of the SIU system. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.